listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Authorities in Mexico are waiting on DNA test results to confirm the identity of three bodies, two of which are believed to be missing Australian brothers. Callum and Jake Robinson had been on a surfing trip with their American friend when they disappeared a week ago. Three people have so far been charged with forced kidnapping. The brothers' family has arrived in Mexico. Back home, and the Legislative Council is being reshaped as votes are counted. One Liberal member is likely to be replaced by another in Prosser, where Kerry Vincent is on track to succeed Jane Howlett, who of course has moved to the lower house. But in Hobart, retiring Independent Rob Valentine will be replaced by Greens' Cassie O'Connor, who has the votes needed to beat Independent John Kelly and Labor's John Kamara. And it's still too close to call as to who will replace Labor's Josh Willey in Elwick, but it'll likely be Labor's Tessa McLaughlin or Independent Beck Thomas. Vote counting continues today. A research station on the northwestern tip of Tasmania is hoping to revolutionise the way scientists use climate modelling. US Energy Department scientist Heath Powers says the focus is on unique clouds found over the Southern Ocean.
Clouds are poorly represented by climate models. Getting clouds right is the key to reducing those big uncertainties we have in climate models.
And an urgent search is underway for a cruise ship passenger feared to have fallen overboard outside Sydney Harbour. Police are leading the operation after receiving an alert around 4 a.m. There are reports that ship and another one have not yet docked as search efforts continue. To sport now, and Hawthorn captain James Sicily shrugged off a dislocated shoulder to kick the match winner in his side's 7-point upset of the Bulldogs yesterday. Cole Shadir kicking two goals on debut, telling us it was a special moment to pull on the brown and gold 33 years after his late father Paul won the Norm Smith medal.
Unreal, I'm so speechless. I just couldn't picture it any better. It's a dream come true.
Fremantle jumped to sixth with a 54-point win over Richmond yesterday, while Brisbane prevailed over the Gold Coast.